So what's going on? The space station's all messed up. You were Dewey talking about it a little bit ago?
Yeah.
Now, I was looking up a little bit more. Apparently, we're cursed, or at least our space shuttles are. Like, the last two times we've taken it out, they've had to mess with stuff to try to make it so that it wouldn't explode when it re-entered, right? And now we show up at the space station. We had some new solar panels we wanted to install, you know, and pimp your space station. And, like, listen to this, the computer that controls, just some minor things like water, oxygen, and orientation of the satellite. Yeah, that's gone down.
Oh.
And then tomorrow morning they're supposed to start trying to recover the computers that went down. And if they don't come back up, see ya.
Maybe they should defrag their computers more often.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Probably.
We found out one of the astronauts was MySpacing. Yeah. He fell for a hot young 20-year-old who tricked him into thinking that she wanted to be her friend.
Hate it when that happens.
Be his friend, I should say. Yeah. Yeah. It's so easy to fall into that trap. They're still going on. They're still all over the place. I got another invite this morning.
Did you see you can mark them as spam now?
Well, you could. That's been a feature for a long time, actually.
Oh. I'm not very observant, so.
Apparently. I find it fun, like, when I get an invite to go to that person's page. You know, first off, you know, I get a lot of invites from people I don't know because of the show. And they're getting better and better at disguising their pictures, so it doesn't look like they're, you know, MySpace whores just straight off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to kind of go and investigate. Like, this Jessica girl, she looks like she could be sitting outside of a fountain at a nice university or something, you know? So you go and check it out, and like, oh, yep, there's the web... My Camazon profile and my webcam, and I love meeting new... I travel a lot, all that stuff. And then looking at these complete clowns, these toolboxes that are their friends. and the names on MySpace, I'm so... Why do people have to change their MySpace name so much? Do you know?
I don't know.
Like, Grandma got her new pair of teeth will be someone's MySpace name or something. You know? And they're always the ones that send out the most bulletins, too. They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I am the queerest of the queer. Let me be the one who never leaves you all alone. And just all these ones aren't as bad. It's the ones that are like announcements saying, you know.
I have new picks.
Yeah, I have new picks. Or, you know, I love dandelions. Stuff like that. And I've decided that, MySpace is so 2006.
Oh.
Yeah. Facebook is where it's at now. Seriously. I like Facebook so much better than MySpace. I have to go to MySpace constantly to delete friend requests from these pornographers and have to try to figure out who's sending me stuff here because I can never recognize these names anymore. I don't get any decent bulletins. I have no idea what my friends are up to because their bulletins all get lost in this other stuff. And obviously, that's a part of having the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, you can't choose your friends when you have a radio show. So, yeah, I mean, I just can't go and start deleting people because I appreciate their patronage of the show, and that's the main reason why I have a MySpace page. Plus, all the design on all the MySpace pages, come on. We are not designers. The fact that they put that power in its users' hands.
Oh.
Like, oh, I'm going to... Check out this great cloud background I got with my white font. It's impossible to read.
I hate that. That is like my biggest pet peeve is when they get backgrounds with text that you can't read.
Yeah. And you go and it will crash your computer or something if they have too many. Like, check out the 16 different slideshows I have going on my front page.
Yeah, I went to one of my friends' page and I was at Washburn in the library looking at it. You know, the computers are pretty decent there. Froze it up.
Yeah. It's just so much garbage on there. And it's not the user's fault. MySpace encourages this activity.
Mm-hmm.
No, go do whatever. And every week, Tom sends out a bulletin. Hey, we're working on the whole spam deal. Yeah. We can really tell a great big difference there. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Facebook, I haven't had one person solicit me for anything. It's fantastic. I can always tell what people are up to. I can, you know what I mean? Like the status bar and everything. Like, this person is really starting to fall for him and is confused about what to do.
Ooh!
You know, you wouldn't find that out unless you actually visited her page before. right? Mm-hmm. This person is dreading tomorrow. You know, it's cool to see what everyone's up to. And you can follow it all right there without having your computer just get attacked by whatever the hell's going on MySpace.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a bit stalkerish, though.
And I can see whose birthday's coming up. Oh, my God. Jerry Ann. You haven't mentioned it this week. You mentioned it every week leading up to it, and then you didn't mention it any this week.
But you can... People know by now.
Free for all Friday, Jerry Ann birthday edition. Interesting.
Yep. Nobody's gonna call.
Yeah. Expect a letdown.